With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. Happy to be joined now by Rebecca Weil, who is the Research Coordinator for the Northeast Center for Occupational Health and Safety. And Rebecca, welcome to MSO.
Rick, thank you for having me.
Well, the purpose of the call, of course, is I just read in the Gloucester Times in an article written by Sean Horgan about what I think is kind of an amazing program that you guys are instituting regarding lobstermen. But before we get to that, maybe you could tell us a little bit about what your role is, where you look, what the Northeast Center for Occupational Health and Safety is.
Sure. So the Northeast Center is a regional ag and forestry center. We cover actually from Maine all the way to West Virginia, and we work with farmers, commercial fishermen, and loggers. And our work really is to promote health and safety research, education, and prevention in the high-risk areas of farming, commercial fishing, and logging. And so everything we do is looking at where accidents happen, what causes death or injury, and then really work with people to try and figure out solutions and ways we can help. We're part of a hospital here, and so our work is very much based on keeping people alive and able to do what they want to do.
Well, that sounds like a pretty noble idea to me. Sean's article has to do with a new campaign, or at least it's new to us here, called Life Jackets for Lobstermen. And in one of the papers that you sent along ahead of this, I was stunned to realize, or at least to be informed, that lobstering is one of the most dangerous industries there is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, actually, the three professions I just listed, they sort of are always juggling between those three, which one's at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
But for commercial fishing is considered one of the most dangerous professions. And the reason we're working with Northeast lobstermen in Maine and Massachusetts is typically in commercial fishing, vessel disasters account for most of the deaths. And actually, in lobstering, it's falls overboard is the leading issue. So that's why we looked at life jackets and trying to, you know, talk with fishermen and understand different things that people could be thinking of in terms of survival systems. And, of course, prevention is always the best, staying on the boat and not falling in. So we're just really, it's a delight to be able to work with the lobstermen and try and come up with different solutions.
I should have talked to you a few decades ago when I was lobstering with my dad, because I actually went overboard twice in the 10 years that we were lobstering. So,
oh, goodness. Wow.
So this would help me. Okay, so let's get to it. What is the Life Jackets for Lobstermen campaign? What's this all about?
So we started a few years ago, actually, in 2016, we started really interviewing fishermen to try and figure out what all the issues were with life jackets and understand the challenges of wearing them. And we had started a few years before that of just interviewing some lobstermen to understand barriers and then developed this larger campaign. And what we did was we started out, we had just under 200 lobstermen try out different life jackets for a month, and they wore them. They, you know, gave us feedback over that month by doing two surveys. And from all that information they gave us, we learned quite a lot about life jacket use and, you know, what people liked and what they really didn't like about life jackets and how difficult it actually was to find a life jacket that a lobsterman could work in comfortably. And so we took all that great data, we gave that back to manufacturers, we gave it back to the safety community, we gave it back to the fishermen. And really, after looking at it closely, we decided that what we needed to do is try something really new and different, which is what led us to these vans we're doing right now. And what we're doing right now is, for 8 months, we have two life jacket vans that are filled with devices. There's 11 different models in the vans.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going down to the ports. We're going to around 43 ports and making it very available and easy for fishermen to come up and try everything on and figure out what works best for them on their boat and with their crew and their fishing situation. So that's what we're doing right now, and we're able to offer a 50% discount to commercial lobstermen and any commercial fisherman who has a lobster bycatch license. So it really makes these very affordable and something that someone could try. If they're not used to wearing a life jacket, they could really try it out and see what it's like.
When the research was being done on the tryout of the jackets, lobstermen all the lobstermen I know are pretty tough guys, and they're pretty macho guys. And ladies, by the way, I did meet Linda Greenlaw, and I just wonder what do you know of any feedback in terms of their wearing them? Are they I'm guessing that part of the deal is has to be for comfort because there's so much movement on board.
Yeah, I think that's a very significant piece of this. Is we heard really clearly from people that most life jackets they had tried hadn't been comfortable. And if you're working, as you know from having lobstered yourself, it needs to be comfortable if you're going to work in it for 10 or 12 hours a day hauling traps. So the really what it boiled down to for most people was comfort was very important. That they needed to be flat and not have a lot of straps or buckles or pockets sticking out on the front that might snag on the gear. They wanted something that wasn't going to be too hot or bulky, wouldn't get in the way of working because, of course, you're out there working. You want to be able to actually do what you're trying to do. So we looked at trying to find designs that were out on the market that really fit those criteria that could be easy to work in, and that's what's in the van. Is really the other thing we learned from the fishermen during that study was that personal choice was really important. So we thought when we did that test of different devices, we thought maybe one or two would sort of come out as a clear winner, and then we could help get those out there. But it wasn't that simple. It was really very personal. Each person had a different needed something different on their boat, and that's why we have such a range of diversity in our vans. They range from inherently buoyant ones to hybrid inflatable and inherently buoyant, and then some inflatables, both manual and automatic. So we have quite a range of just the flotation style, but also the wear type. We have vests, and we have flotation bibs. We have belt pack styles. We have suspender styles. We even have inflatable rash guard shirts. So again, it's trying to give as much of a range of what people really asked for, and so that's what's in the van.
This sounds like a project that the National Aeronautics and Space Administration might have done back in the 60s. This has been a pretty detailed event for you and your people.
You know, it has been, I guess, the greatest delight is working with the fishermen because they really know what's going to work for them, and so our role is really just to gather the information and try and get out looking for. And so they've been absolutely fantastic to work with, and all the solutions we're coming up with are theirs. They're designed, all the solutions are fishermen solutions. So that makes it all really interesting.
Huge selling point, because one of the major factors in a fisherman's lives is his family. And if the fisherman doesn't want to wear the life jacket or the life-saving gear, the family's going to try to push and make sure he does. So in terms of getting information out there to everyone, Rebecca, what's the best way to do that? How do we direct people to get more information before they actually see these vans come into town?
Oh, that's a great question. So we have certainly a website that people can go to. But probably more useful right now with the vans is the Life Jackets for Lobstermen Facebook page. And if they just put Life Jackets for Lobstermen, up comes our Facebook page. You don't even have to be a Facebook person. And that has our schedule. It has some facts about who can buy them and where to find them. Our phone number for anyone who wants to call and find out van information is 607-221-4448. And we're happy to send out any information to people. And you're absolutely right. The families is, what we hear from everyone is that they want to come home. They want to be safe, and their families want them to be safe, and they want to bring their crew home alive and safe. So what we're really delighted that probably over 350 life jackets have sold. That started April 1st. So what we're seeing is people are really excited about this, and they're actually getting life jackets to wear. And we're already hearing stories that people are calling us to say that they've been wearing it nonstop since they bought it, and that their family is really happy, and they're happy. We did have a fellow who, his stern man went overboard up your way in Beverly, and it was February, and he was wearing a pair of the bibs that we have in the vans. And when they picked him up, he wasn't able to use his arms and legs to swim because the water was so cold. And the bibs actually saved his life. So it's really wonderful to see people embracing this and actually getting products that can save their lives.
That is fabulous. I didn't know that. That is tremendous. Yeah, it gets cold quick in the water in February. Mm-hmm. All right, so what's next? When will the Cape Ann lobstermen and the area lobstermen get to see these life jackets?
Well, so next week they'll be in the Manchester area. So they'll be in Manchester on the 11th and 12th and 15th, and then they'll be in Gloucester Tuesday the 16th to the 19th. And then they move on to Maine. So this is actually the last chance for Massachusetts fishermen to get this great discount, because we'll be wrapping it up at the end of October. And actually in Gloucester, I want to mention that Fishing Partnership Support Services, who collaborates with us on this project, and also the Gloucester Fishermen's Wives, we're hosting a community event on the 17th. It'll be from 11 to 5. And so people can look for information on the Facebook page about that. But we'll have some other groups joining us, and hopefully a festive day to just sort of really celebrate safety and fishing and the waterfront.
Well, I'm so glad Sean Horgan got a hold of you so that we could follow up on this, because, I mean, he follows the fishing industry here in Gloucester, and he knows everything there is to know about it. But this is great, great information, and obviously a life-saving brand-new venture that people can really get excited about around here. Rebecca, is there anything else that you'd like to mention?
I just would really like to thank everyone, all the fishermen who have been making this possible, and also our collaborators, which is Fishing Partnership Support Services and the Massachusetts Lobstermen's Association and the Maine Lobstermen Association and the Atlantic Offshore Lobstermen's Association. This has been a huge team effort, and we just feel very lucky to work with everyone. Thank you, Rick, for having me on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Rebecca. That's Rebecca Weil, Research Coordinator at the Northeast Center for Occupational Health and Safety. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.